Blog Talk Radio.
Hotel. Welcome to Care to Read. Thank you for joining us this evening. You have your Omega 7 in the house, your advisor, the one you need, and your advocate, the one you certainly want. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you, all those newcomers. I say, Alafia, Jim Hotel, Pabari Ghani, what's up? And to those friends of mine that ordinarily come in the room to listen, I'd like to say thank you so much. You've been very gracious by staying with me, and I'd like to applaud you. Give yourself a round of applause because you certainly do it. I'd like to say thank you so very much. I am very grateful to you supporting this station because you could have been a lot of other places other than here with Omi today. I am very grateful. And as we start our 13th segment of the show, yesterday, a correction, that was our 12th segment. Today is our 13th segment on the morning prayer. To greet the morning prayer, to how you greet the Almighty Olomala, and how do you perform the morning prayer? What are the tactics that you must take, and what are the sanctions that you must make on a daily basis? We're going to get into our subject in just a minute. I just want to bring you up to date on some of the recall of information. You can go back and view our radio show on demand, and you can go back to those prior shows if you like. Our radio show number here is 646-478-0270. Do call in with your questions this evening. We'd like to entertain those questions, and we'd like to implore you to be a part of the show. This evening's segment, we always stop to get permission from our elders to see if our elder is in the audience and can give us permission to speak. Before I go on, I'd like to go on and get started, and I do see the elder in the audience, so I'm going to ask her for permission to speak. Elder, do I have permission to speak this evening?
Yes, by all means, you have permission to speak.
Thank you so very much. Ladies and gentlemen, as you can see, the elder has given me permission. I'd like to stop now and get myself all cleaned up so I can be presentable for the Holy Ground Ceremony as we do the talking cheer. And this is where we do our rituals, ladies and gentlemen. And if you haven't already cleaned yourself up and declared your area as holy ground, you might want to do that. And I'm going to clean myself up by using water to get cleaned up. So if you will just please give me a second or two to get cleaned up. And we're going to go to station identification, and it is the power of faith, ladies and gentlemen. Please don't forget that, because our elders are the ones that we look to and call upon, the power of faith.
Keep faith in our hearts when it seems
Yes, yes. It's our ancestor song that makes us strong. That is a sum total of why we came, because our ancestors allow us to stand on their shoulders. And they are still yet here, ladies and gentlemen. Their energies are vibrating in the atmosphere, and we still can tap into not only their spirit, but their melanin as well. Isn't it a good feeling to know that you can tap in to that ninth ether that still vibrates here yet in the atmosphere, ladies and gentlemen? Why don't you stand to your feet as we prepare to do our ceremony on holy ground so that you can tap into your ancestors' cesspool so that you can get the things that you need for your family at this very moment. If you please will bow with me as I give you a prayer in Yoruba, and then we're going to go right into a prayer by Matt Harv for the family. Ilei yami lo'o, ediba eyo, nilei ni. Ilei ni o, in translation, ilei, open my eyes so I can see. Open my eyes so that I can see. Ilei, open my eyes so that I can see. Ilei ifa molo, edibi lo, edibi I ifa lo mo, edibi re, wine mi. In translation, leader ifa says he will surely bless you. He told me that he will surely bless you. Ifali, Ifa-o says he will surely bless you. He told me he will surely bless you. If he says he will bless you, he told me that he will bless you. He will bless you. Now, as we go on to do the prayer for the audience, in English, I'd like for you to also formalize your prayers and be prepared to do your prayers. And as you get prepared to do your prayers, you must say homage to Oluduwa, our great almighty God. Then we pay homage to Ilede and Olurum, Olurum being the prophet, Ilede being the God of the inner court of heaven. And then we pay homage to our Ori. I pay homage to you, Ori, today by pouring libations to the east. By pouring libations to the west. By pouring libations to the south. And by pouring libations to the north. I'd like to call on those ancestors now. And we ring a bell to call on the ancestors. As we begin to call those ancestors by name, they are our heroes and sheroes. I like to call on the name of Benjamin Banneker, Ashe. I like to call on the name of Booker T. Washington, and I say Ashe. I like to call on the name of Dr. Charles Drew, the medicine pioneer, Ashe. I like to call on some of our civil rights movement, Dr. Coretta Scott King, I say Ashe. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Ashe, another revolutionary pioneer mover. I like to call on the name of George Washington Carver, Ashe. Frederick Douglass, Ashe, calling the name of Harriet Tubman, better known as Moses, the one who traveled through the Underground Railroad to free the slaves. Aren't you glad today? I'd like to call on the name of Langston Hughes, one of the great authors and writers in the area of the Sleepy Part Hollow. I'd like to call on Leontine Price. I say Ashe. I call the name of Louis Armstrong. Ashe. I call the name of Dr. Madam C.J. Walker, and I say, Ashe. I like to call on the name of Malcolm X. Ashe. I like to call on the name of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Ashe. I like to call on the name of Scott Joplin. Ashe. I call on the name of Rosa Parks. Ashe. Sojourner Truth. Ashe. Thurgood Marshall. Ashe. W.E.B. Du Bois. Ashe. Zora Neale Hurston. Ashe. And as I summons my ancestors, my family members, my grandparents and my grandmother and father, and my father and mother, I say Ashe. I call the name of Robert Jenkins. Ashe. I call the name of Clara Mae Jenkins. Ashe. I call the name of Tommy Pete Harvey. Ashe. I like to call the name of Esther Lee Pope. Ashe. I call the name of Mary Lou Hawkins. Ashe. Eugene Lilly. Ashe. Marvin Eugene Lilly. Ashe. I call on the name of Robert Jenkins. Ashe. I call on the name of Michael Harvey. Ashe. I call the name of Isa Lilly. Ashe. Bessie Lilly. Ashe. Nisho Lilly. Ashe. Ruby Lilly. Ashe. Ruby Lee Bracken. Ashe. I call on the name of Manuel Day. Ashe. I call on the name of Michelle Harvey. Ashe. I call on the name of Michael Harvey. Ashe. I call on the name of those forces who are yet on their way here, who are traveling down the birth canal, down the wombs of the women who are not yet born, but will come in the ancestral pool of a reincarnated elder. I call on those names, and I bless each and every one of those that are yet in progress to get here. And if there's any name unbeknown to me left out today, I acknowledge those names, and I, too, ask them to allow me to stand on their shoulders. And we say, Ashe, Ashe, ladies and gentlemen. And I'd like to call the drummers in at this moment. And as we call our drummers in, ladies and gentlemen, it is always fitting to use the drums to talk with. At one time, our drums were taken away from us, and we were not permitted to have drums because they said that our drums had a way of giving, sending out a warning and a message. We want to send out a warning and a message today with our drums, ladies and gentlemen. We want to send out a warning with our drums. Ancestors, you are definitely welcome here today. Come quickly and allow us to tap into your strength pool of melanin and of the energy that we need and the vibration that we certainly will need. We ask you to come and suffer with us this evening so that we may be able to commune with you. We ask that you allow your energies and frequencies to be left behind for us, so that we can begin to advance ourselves in the area that we need to build ourselves up in. We would like for you to reconnect with us, ancestors. We're calling you back because we need your Ashe. We're calling you back because we need your Ashe. We're calling you back because we need your Ashe. We're calling you back because we need your Ashe. It is not because that we are weak. It's because that we know that with your powers and strength, we become one. We unite yourself back to the family today, ancestors, as we call on your great name. And we say, Ashe. Ladies and gentlemen, you are standing on holy ground wherever you have poured your libation. And as I pour the libation again to the east and the west, you will know that this ground where I step and where I stand is holy ground, ladies and gentlemen. Water knows no enemy. It is neutral. Water has no known enemy. Everywhere I have poured the water here in my household has been sanctified as holy ground. Ye are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are ancestors all around. Let us praise them right now, for we are standing in their presence on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground. And I know that there are ancestors all around. Let us praise them right now, for we are standing in their presence, for we are your home. If there be anything wicked there, sanctify your home. Set the home aside as a sacred place. Anoint the doorposts. Anoint the inner and the outer door, going and coming. So whosoever set foot there must step on holy ground. Ladies and gentlemen, stand to your feet. As you begin to praise and magnify the Lord, this is the day that the Lord has made. Why don't you let us be glad and rejoice in it today? Rejoice in it because we are teaching about the power of prayer and what prayer can do for you and your homes today. It is very important that you get this segment of the show because you need to write out a descriptive prayer for your household. But before I get going here, I would like to do the pledge for the family today. As usual and as always, we do our family prayer. I'm going to ask Maddie Harvey to do her prayer for me, then I'll go right into the family prayer. Maddie Harvey, will you do the prayer for me, please?
Our Father, which art in heaven, we come with bowed heads and humble hearts today to thank you for your many blessings and your many gifts and how you have directed us. Father God, we are so finally knowing as to where we're going without your leadership. And we ask you today to continue to guide and lead us. And as you guide and lead us, help us to recognize every trait of the enemy. And as we recognize them, we rebuke them in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this day. And we ask you to open up the doors so that everybody in their household, that your spirit will be there to live with them. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you so much, Matt Hart, for that prayer. We definitely sanction that prayer for the family. And as you know, that we have taken the pledge from Dr. Maya Angelou, and that's the Black Family Pledge. And it reads, because we have forgotten our ancestors, our children no longer give us honor. Because we have lost the path our ancestors cleared, kneeling and tearless underground. Our children cannot hear us when we're crying. Because we have abandoned our wisdom of mothering and fathering, our befuddled children give birth to children they neither want nor understand. Nor understand, ladies and gentlemen. Because we have forgotten how to love the diversity, it is written in our gates and hold up the mirror of the world shouting, regard the loneliest. Therefore, today we pledge to bind ourselves to one another, to embrace the loneliest, to keep company with our loneliest, to educate our illiterate, to feed our starving, to clothe our ragged, and to do all good things, knowing that we are more than keepers of our brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, we are our brothers and sisters. And in honor of those who toil in perilous God with golden tongues and gratitude to the same God who brought us out of hopeless desolation, we make this pledge here and now on this day, on Wednesday, to always abide by the ordinance of this prayer, to revere one another as flesh and blood, and not bond ourselves to hardware, to honor that which is most important, the value of the human being, centering the child at the center, knowing that there is no greater truth than the truth that the family is the utmost importance to God Almighty. Therefore, we pay homage to the family today in our effort to give a prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to be a part of this segment of the show. And as you know, we always acknowledge the child. In acknowledging the child, ladies and gentlemen, we remember that it is the child at the center, meaning that we place attention to the child, giving the child directions and guidance. I'd like to read you something from Oromola in the form of the old tongue of Yoruba. Ejibi mine yo. Ejibi keye fokusun otore ifun ibeni keye ye fokusun oromola otore rofun beni kiye fosun ile ifunmo oromola ejibi wane mino. And in translation, it reads, give my regards to the mother. Hail Osun as mother. Beautiful attire woman of Ofun. Hail as mother. Hail Osun as mother for me. Beautiful dress woman of Ofun. Hail Ofun as mother of me. Ifa says he will favor you, he told me. The short palm says he will favor you, he told me. And the short palm tree says he will favor you, he told me. Ile owon keni ifa ukun iri inike spoken inike okun iri orumala owini ki fa owi. Owun, okun isi. In translation, in warmth, may Ephah find blessing. May you attain old age. Ephah may time, many times Ephah. Ephah become lucky. Or Rumalah in swarm, may Ephah find blessing. In swarms, may Ephah find blessing. Ewa, Ewa, Ewa rain or room. Teni Ugun, Igun, Ewa Urun, Tena Orisha, Orisha, Bia, Biadi, Biadi Ogun, Enano, Ele Ogeda, Ibadeli, Ibadeli Kene Baba, Kene Baba. In translation, we are thousand spirits being called the Igun. We are thousand spirits being called the Orisha. If a dog carries a bone, he has to prostrate in order to eat it. Ibale, and prostrating, we greet our Father. We greet our Father. This brings me to the segment, the morning prayer, and how to give morning prayer to the great Almighty Olorum. It was this Odu that revealed how Oromalah taught humanity to serve him and how to offer food to him to provide salvation to people. Let us now examine how to greet Oromalah in the morning. And if you remember, ladies and gentlemen, Oromalah is the prophet that sat at the right-hand side of God. At your inception and my inception, he knows our destiny. He knows all things. We have to consult Oromalah. Let us now examine how to greet Oromalah. In the morning, this is the manner in which we would greet Oromalah, which we shall call the morning prayer, ladies and gentlemen, in Ephah. The morning prayer to Oromalah. The morning prayer to Oromalah, ladies and gentlemen, excuse me. Oromalah, Ejibore, Orisha, Kepo, I offer you morning greetings. In the name of my Odu, Obatala, Shango, just as you will wake up every morning, ladies and gentlemen, you would put in your father's name and your mother's spirit, which you would be given a name. To offer greetings to Oladulamare, as I told you, we always offer greetings to Oladulamare, the God of the universe, the ratified God of the universe, the creator and the father of all existence. You will begin to bow down on the ground with your knees bowed and heads to the floor as if you were Dobalein, the Almighty Oromalah. I thank you for being with me and bringing me to another day, for guarding me through my sleep, to see this morning and to look forward to the chores of another day. I thank you most especially, Oromalah, for not, Odulamare, for not allowing me to offend my fellow men throughout yesterday, because you have ordained that to serve God according to the divine laws, your children should be able to tell you every morning that they have not offended anyone and that they have succeeded in not resisting and resisting temptation as well. To do this is very important. To do any wrong against Oladulamare, the 200 divinities, all the children of God, and the society in which they live. Furthermore, in accordance with your injunction, I have refrained from avenging all wrongs done to me by my relatives and relations, friends, foes, and help me also to neutralize all evil plans against me, just as you will neutralize any evil that I may be tempted to plan against my fellow men. Because as you have proclaimed, that is the universal secret of a long life and enduring prosperity. Protect me today, as always, from my dangers, from all dangers. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to also insert the African pledge in there so we don't forget that today, and I will also go into the two books that I recommend. The Allegiance of the Flag by the UNIA. Here's to this flag of mine, the red, black, and green. Hopes in its future bright, Africa has seen. Here's to the red of it. Great nations shall know of it in time to come. Red blood shall flow of it. Historians shall write of it, great flag of mine. Here's to the black of it, 400 million back of it. Whose destiny depend on it? The red, black, and green of it, old flag of mine. Here's to the green of it, young men shall dream of it. Face shot and shelled of it, maiden shall sing of it, waving so high. Here's to the whole of it, colors broad and pole of it. Please is my soul with it, irregardless of what is told of it. Now thanks to God just for giving it this great flag of mine. May God add a blessing to the reading of the word of the flag by the UNIA. Ladies and gentlemen, remember to do rituals with your children. Remember to recite affirmations for them and give them a reason to live up and rise up and call you glory. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm doing something a little different here today, doing this whole show standing and walking, taking a little tip from a few people that gave me some advice about doing something while you're getting your sermon, because if you're sitting all the time, you're not burning calories that you normally would burn. And by all means, because Omi just came back from sabbatical, and you know how she likes to eat. So now we've got to do some walking. Simple as that. Just a little humor on a Wednesday evening for you, ladies and gentlemen. And as we get back into position for the power of prayer, today we are acknowledging Oromola and how to greet Oromola in prayer. I'd like to give you a prayer now for Oromola. And then right after the prayer, I'm going to go to my book corner. I like to give a prayer that you would normally give to Oromola when awakening in the morning. And sometimes you do this right before anyone gets up, possibly about 4 o'clock in the morning. And this is the way Omi does it. Before anyone gets up in the morning where you can meet your Creator and it's quiet and the stillness of your room and your house, where you don't have the commotion going on, just go in a corner somewhere and begin to talk to Oromola just like you would any of your friends, and tell him or her, remember there's no gender, and you're Oli or Oladulama Ray, talk to them in a manner that you would with any of your friends about the things that are happening in your life. I would basically tell you to create your own format, but this is how Omi would do a prayer for Olamare. We'll do the prayer for the Almighty Oromola. I want to make sure we clarify Oladumare is the God of the universe. Oromola is a prophet that's been assigned to the African race. Dear Oromola, I come before you, asking that you will receive my prayer as a sweet-smelling savior. I offer up incense to you, Oromola, O sweet God of mine. I offer up incense to the first black African prophet who has been named and called. I thank you for revealing yourself to the community. I thank you that you have revealed yourself to my household. And now that I know who you are, I embrace you, and I can pay homage to you. Oromola, because you were there at the right hand of my inception, you know my destiny. You know my calling. I ask you to reveal to me what my calling is. Reveal to me my purpose so that I can do my due diligence by preparing and starting on that path. Show me the path before I get astrayed and off in the wrong direction. Many are the paths of those that are going down the wrong road, but few are the paths of those who are rightly guided. Help me to be rightly guided, Oromola. And in your showing me my future, my direction, giving me a divination for my life, Help me not to be too far to the right or to the left, and help me not to sway and become double-minded, but help me to be rightly guided with a mind stayed on you. Help me to understand that you have called all of us to be evangelists. So everywhere we go, let us lift up your name. Let us proclaim you to the universe. Help us to show one another the greatness in being African again. Help us to name for ourselves, Kujichajalia. Help us to define for ourselves, Kujichajalia. In Ujima, help us to collectively patronize one another. And as we begin to circulate the dollar in our community, O Romala, help us to have wealth beyond measure. If we call money to us now, this instant, O Romala, it's nothing but a frequency. Show us how to call frequency back into compliance. As we place the money on our altar, let it vibrate and call money from every direction, north, south, east, and west, and to all those entities that are owed money to us. Bring it forth. Let my household be blessed down to the thousand generation, and let their children be blessed. And may the meditation of their heart be acceptable to you, O Romala. And most of all, let us understand that we, being the lineage of the King of David, we are royal priesthood, a royal priesthood. That is why we have assigned ourselves the duty of being priests and priestesses, O Romala. Show us how to live upright in the right form that we should go. How can one or two walk together, O Romala, unless they both agree? Help us to gravitate to those that have like interests so that we are equally yoked. O Romala, we ask that you would just begin to shine your light on our path. Light us in the way that we should go. Do not take us over to the wrath that besets us and any holes that may be dug for us, O Romala. May those that have dug those holes, may they fall in them themselves. O Romala, bless our children. Even bless those that are unborn and on their way to us. Help us to acknowledge our ancestors. Help us to dobalay them and pay homage to them. O Romala, we love you. We magnify you today, and we elevate you and give you all the praise, honor, and glory. At this day, I bow my head to you and dobalay you and ask that you will continue to send me on my path throughout the day. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. And as you begin to pray your prayers, ladies and gentlemen, as the Muslims pray a total of 5 times a day, and some Muslims pray different numbers of times, Orthodox Muslim, I understand, pray at least 5 times a day. Can you imagine how many times that they're getting the ear of the king? Christians are just now getting into the position of understanding, tarrying for the Lord, not just to act like God is a bellhop where you're constantly calling on him to do this and do that for you. God is no bellhop, as you can see. He has a ranking order and a structure of things, and he will not allow you to come begging to him at your free will for every whim thing you want. But you must be on one accord and divinely connected to your purpose. If it's not within order of your purpose or your divine calling, then you have no business tarrying for things that you know that are not conducive to the plan that God has for you. You know, man plan, ladies and gentlemen, but God is the best of planners. So when you do 2 things, there are 2 things you must do. You must seek God's face, and you must plan. Because most of us as African Americans, we wait to the very last minute. And everything is impromptu, and we feel our backs are against the wall. We make decisions out of frustration and out of impromptuism. If we have the chance to plan, laid out a structure in our lives of what we're going to do, how we're going to do, and when we're going to do it, we never have to feel stressed. There's always a plan for God's people. God always finds a way of escape for his people. I don't know if you remember the story in the Bible when Hagar put the red scarf in the window to create a way of escape for the family. And because Hagar participated and cooperated, they allowed her to put the signal in the window for her family to find a way of escape. Now, I'm going to tell you, you're going to have to be like Hagar, believing for things that you can't see. And understanding that if you lay down firm ground and planning in advance, 6 months planning, 5 year planning, I know this is a lot of planning, but you got to plan for everything. If you don't plan, you ordinarily plan to fail. Excuse me. It's important to lay down plans. And the Bible, I know, is a guide. But what is the benefit of using the Bible if you do not include it in your plan? Your prayers should be planned, ladies and gentlemen. When you pray that first prayer in the morning, early when you get up, then you find somewhere around noontime to go and pray. If you're at work and have a lunchtime, go in there in the bathroom and find a moment or two to talk to God. Quiet time and meditating is a form of prayer, and that is when God can talk back to you. Excuse me. That is a time when he can respond back to you, and just because you do not feel the unction of anyone saying anything, meditation is a behavior modification. It is a time when God could be speaking to you. But if you are clairvoyant and if you have the ability as a seer, you can hear and know when God is speaking to you. Some of you don't know yourselves, and you haven't taken the time to sit with yourself, to feel comfortable with yourself. It's okay to be alone and to hear from God, but if your mind is noisy, as the mind always is noisy, and you allow it to take over and have all kinds of distractions going in your mind, you will never know which voice you're hearing or if you're hearing from the Creator. Whose voice are you hearing today? And are you hearing from the Creator? Have you sat long enough with yourself to know the voice of God? During your afternoon prayer, in between that, you might want to get a meditation in. And I sometimes pick out my slat board. You can put your slat board out, get on a board, lay down for about 15 minutes, and meditate on nothing. Let God and allow God and let loose so that he can speak to you. That's a form of prayer. Praying without ceasing, ladies and gentlemen, is what I'm trying to get you to understand. And when you come home and your children enter the house, pray over them. Say a word of prayer over them, a word of encouragement. When you touch your children and embrace them, send the frequency of prayer to their little minds. Minister to them when they're away from home. That's right. Send a frequency. And a frequency can be a word of encouragement. And we call that Reiki. You send that frequency across the airways to that child to unction that child that you're praying for him and you're praying without ceasing. Teach your children how to go alongside the bed and pray and let them pray with you and let them see you pray. It's very important that you take a journey with prayer with your children. And if your husband doesn't want to do it with the family and want to do it alone, it's okay. Prayer is a personal thing. There's a corporate prayer where you can pray with the church as an intercessor. And there's individual prayers. Now, you might say, well, my husband doesn't go to church. My husband doesn't enter the family with a center prayer for the family. My husband doesn't direct and guide. It's not important what your husband do, ladies and gentlemen. It's what you do. The Bible says that you might win one, not by the way, not with your words, but by the way you reverence yourself around him. If you're reverencing yourself in the power of prayer, you can get a man to do anything, ladies. And I do mean just about anything, maybe even join the church and get baptized. I know what I'm talking about. Omi had that to happen to her once. When I got so sick and tired of being sick and tired of asking someone to come into rightly guided training and into the church, I just decided to act like I was a church every chance I got by reading my word and by praying. The man thought that someone was getting ready to die because he kept seeing Omi cry out to the Lord, and he asked me, "What in the world have I done so wrong that you should be crying in the middle of the night like this? What must I do to be saved?" I politely got up and I looked at him. I said, "Lord, I thank you that it wasn't me beating him over the head with words, but by the way I won him, by the way I reverenced myself around him." The next day, the man quickly got up to church and said, "I'm going in the church and I want to be baptized, and I'm taking my son with me." Glory be to the Most High. Women, you don't have to beat the man over the head with the word. You can get up in the morning and go into prayer and pray a prayer that's so deep and so strong that makes the man want to get up and say, "Where and what must I do to be saved?" Now, let me tell you about this word called saved, ladies and gentlemen. I am African-centric, and it is in order that I should tell you what I think and not perpetrate here. Some don't know that I transitioned out of Christianity into African spiritualism, but I had always been an African spiritualist. And at the same time, my foundation came from Christian foundation. Now, this word called saved, I used to wonder about it. I used to look around and say, my God, why did a great God that's so great create us from him and create inferiority in us? Why must we be plagued by Adam's and Eve's sin? Now here he creates a perfect vessel and scoop us up the ground and put his breath in us, and then we go off and become tainted. By one man's sin, we enter into death. I said, "Lord, no, we've got to pay the price for Adam's sin, and by one man's sin, he offended the whole world. Something's got to be wrong with that." And I often wonder, what are we being saved from? The world is still as wicked as it ever was. People are still killing one another. And all these people who died in our place, Jesus must be so upset because he had to have felt he died in vain because the world is still wicked. God spoke to me in a quiet voice as I was pleading for an answer. He spoke to me in a quiet voice. He said, "Sherelle, I want you to know that when you were created by Ramallah and brought into this earth, you were perfect, absolutely perfect, rightly guided and formed immaculate, well, in all aspects, from the head to your toe. You needed nothing more. You were lacking nothing. When you came into the world, you were pure in heart. And there was no need to be saved because the veil had already been torn. And not because Jesus was the mercy seat either, because I put my life in you. And the life that Ramallah put in you, not Almighty God, but Ramallah, was Zoe life, ladies and gentlemen. What made you corrupted, what made you tainted, was no form from God or Almighty Ramallah. What made you tainted and made you need divine protection was the world, which corrupted you and tainted you. But I still say that when you were made, you were perfectly made, rightly guided, needing no salvation. Man came here with salvation. The word was in man. There was no such Bible that could be written that would give you the full counsel. He put the word in you. If you never saw a scripture or a Bible, the word would come up out of you. That made sense to me, ladies and gentlemen. So I no longer tell people you're saved from something, because there is no place out there in the atmosphere that we can travel to in the outer space that we're going to. The heaven that we're going to make, ladies and gentlemen, is down here on this earth. And if you ask me about hell, I could tell you something about hell, because I do believe we've all been there before. And we don't have to die to experience hell. We experience it on a daily basis. And we work out our salvation on a daily basis. And this thing called saved, it's now a cliche that we like to throw around, meaning we could do anything we want. Telling someone, just recite the sinner's prayer. Just recite the sinner's prayer. It is a gift. It is a gift from God. You can't want enough to get it. We're just giving it to you. If you recite the words that he died and he was born again and he risen again, then you're saved. You got people thinking if they recite these words that they don't have to do anything, that it's a gift and it's by faith. Faith has to be proven, ladies and gentlemen. And we have got to stop this nonsense of telling people that they're saved from something. They have to know what rightly guided means, good character, good conduct. And there's nothing that can save you from this world if you do not become rightly guided. It will eat you up. And there's no amount of salvation and amount of quoting scriptures that will save you from what God has to put on you if you do not live in a righteous manner. And I decree that we begin to speak clearly over our brothers and sisters so that they will know that you have not just been given a gift by grace. Because Jesus came and brought us grace and truth, and now because he's the mercy seat, he can hand you salvation, and you don't have to do anything to earn it. Not so, contraire, my friend, contraire. God inhabits your praises. He inhabits your morning prayers, your evening prayers. He also inhabits iwa pelu, good character, good conduct. And that's what I'm teaching on today, ladies and gentlemen. It's an honor. And there's no amount of scriptures or grace out there that can allow you to be vindicated, because now we've washed the sins away. What can wash my sins away? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. That is not the only thing you need, ladies and gentlemen. Africans do not believe that there's only one way to enter into the kingdom, and that's through Jesus. It's more than one way, ladies and gentlemen. Call me. Call me what you want. Even say I'm talking after Oprah. Because she, too, does not believe that there's only one way to enter into the kingdom by Jesus Christ only. There's many ways, and there's many paths. And as you know, there's many denominations. As a matter of fact, there are 9 denominations. And they all have a path into truth. And they all have an outlet into understanding of truth. God would not give in one race of people or one denomination all truth and leave those other people behind. It is not possible. And what I want you to get here today, ladies and gentlemen, is a power of prayer. As you pray to Oromola in the morning, remember that you have already been divinely made. You are the living Episcopal, and you are the temple. And the church resides within you, women. Between your legs there is heaven. And a man can experience heaven at any given time, because a woman is pure heaven to a man. I want you to also understand what I'm teaching is not Pharisee, it's not heresy, it's not lies, but it's truth. And truth can be debated, and it can be accessed, and there is history to back up what I'm saying. But when you read the Bible and said that there's no need for history, no need for documentation, then you have to understand. People are waking up these days, and they are alert and wisely guided. So I'd like to say to you, pray to Oromola, the prophet. Make sure you do your morning prayers. Take time to do your evening prayers, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go away from here thinking that Omi is not directing you to a powerful life of prayer. Have a powerful life of prayer. It is very important that you know those who know scriptures have power. If you don't know scriptures, you don't have power. That's right. Yes, only reads the scriptures. I've learned the scriptures. I know scriptures. And it's very important that we should acknowledge that book. But we are Africans first. And we must have a heritage and tradition. And we must practice our ritual and tradition. Now, I have two books I'd like to give you. Reconnecting with Nature. Here in Omi's Corner, you might want to get this book, ladies and gentlemen. It's by Michael Conan, a great book that you could read to find out about nature. Nature is your best friend. I am the coyote. I am the owl. I am the tree. I am the river. I am the stream. I am the brook. And we're all connected. We're kin to one another. Then I'd like to give you The Comedic African Centricity and Knowledge by Molefe Chete-Asante. I gave you this book once before. I'm giving it to you again. You need to go get this material. Start reading. Because Omi doesn't just scratch her head and get this information off the top of her head. I'm a reader, as you know. Become literate. Not only in just scriptural information, go out and find comedic teaching and books that will help you. The Power of Morning Prayer as an Intercessor. I am an intercessor. And that means that I will pray for you and I'll ask you to pray for me. And inshallah, if it be God's will, as we wake up in the morning, we say our morning prayer. And as we go to sleep at night, propose a prayer as in this manner, ladies and gentlemen. Father God, I thank you, O Romola, O Re, for allowing me to lay my head down for sweet, sweet rest. As I lay my head down this evening, I ask that you would allow me to enter into a delta sleep, Lord. Allow me to dream. Allow me to dream dreams and allow me to see the vision that you have for my family and me. Thank you for the opportunity for rest, Lord. Show me daily that I am only a but by the grace of God. Help me to understand that it's important that I should teach my children to pray without ceasing. Help me to understand as I enter into this sleep, I submit my body to you. As I die daily, Lord, I die daily. And help me to search my heart, if there be any wicked ways or someone I haven't forgiven today. Help me to ask their forgiveness and help me to pardon them, Lord, as we grow into grace. And, Lord, help us to get understanding and clarity. When I was a child, I thought as a child. Now that I'm older, I put away the things of a child, and I began to see vision, and I began to see clearly, Lord. Lord, open our eyes. Lord, open our eyes. Lord, open our eyes. Lord, open our eyes so that we can see, so that we can see clearly this evening. Amen and amen. Ashe, ashe. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been a great listening audience. And this is a segment on how to bring prayer to Oromola, the morning prayer. And I've also thrown in the evening prayer for you. Now go without ceasing and praying. Pray without ceasing. Pray as you meditate. Teach your children how to pray. Do ceremonies with your children and teaching them the power of prayer. Find scriptures that will line up with what you're teaching. And I gave you that information about this Zoe life. I gave you the information about the veil being torn because the veil is truly torn, ladies and gentlemen. You can go before the throne of Jesus today boldly. You can go before him asking and petitioning on your own behalf. You do not need a priest or a priestess. There could not be enough gaps that will be bridged by a priest saying a prayer for you. You can go before the throne yourself. You are royal priesthood. You are the lineage of David. You can go as a royal priestess or priest and petition on your own behalf today. Petition for your family today. Set up your altars. Work with your children. Teach them how to pray. Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart. In my heart, Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart. Some would even pray like that. I can remember the time as a child, all we wanted to be was a Christian in our heart. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to tell you I am a Christian because I'm solidified in Christ. I'm Buddhist because I believe in the power of meditation. I'm Islamic because I like to pray five times a day. I'm African spiritualist because I call on the ancestors and the saints. I say that I'm all those things and knowing that we tap into truth wherever we can get truth, Lord. And we find truth, and truth is the highest form of knowledge, ladies and gentlemen. Not a book, but truth. And truth will show the bucket naked truth. When you begin to look for the truth, it will find you. Continue to look for truth, ladies and gentlemen, in all things. Don't let anybody fool you. Don't let anybody tell you anything that doesn't make sense. Study with your right mind today. Come out of this anesthetism and wake up. We've all been under a spell. You can do it today, ladies and gentlemen. Come out of this spell and wake up and understand that you serve a mighty God. But one question you must ask, there's only one question, to be or not to be African. I choose to be African today and study my ritual, my rites of passage, and come into consciousness. I hope you will too. I pray for you that you will come into consciousness. Lord, I pray that at the sound of my voice, every family represented here will come into consciousness, and they will come out of this anesthetism, and their eyes will be open, Lord, and they will be visually clear to see for themselves. And no man, let no man teach them, Father, that you will give him an inner witness from their heart, and you will speak to them, Father, and guide them. You will watch over your word to perfect it. Perfect your word, Lord. Do not let it return unto you void. In the mighty name we say of Oladulamare, and we say all praises be to the Most High. We say thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. And we want to bid you a good evening. And we want to say to those out there, please join us tomorrow. We'll be back here, same time, same hour, ready to serve you. I hope that I've been some service to you. I hope I brought the word to you, the unadulterated truth, and that you will find truth in all things. Search me out. Go behind my words, because some things have to be clearly searched out. But you have to use good judgment. Iwa Telu. And on that note, I say Baba Booey to you, y'all. You'll have a good evening this evening, ladies and gentlemen. And do join us again tomorrow, same time, same day. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say to the children out there that get with your parents, sit down and listen, and allow them to teach you the power of prayer. It's important that you should learn the power of prayer, ladies and gentlemen, and teach your children that they don't know how to develop power unless they know the scriptures. Teach them the unadulterated truth, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going out of here with the drums. definitely need you, Jima. Join us in Ujima.
Shop owner, I want your business. What must I do to convince you that I'm here to service you? I live in the neighborhood and my ways are just as good. Why don't you come and support me the way you know you should? My brothers who got all their wealth. They say God bless the child who got his own. Though a child be blessed, he can't do much alone. Who can I turn to if I can't count on you? What is a small businessman to do?
We can help ourselves with Ujamaa. Patronize your brothers and sisters. Go into the African villages and to the stores and patronize them and let the dollar circulate more than one time in your community. You can help yourselves with Ujamaa. And be good to yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. patronize the stores that have the wares that you need, the clothing for the ceremony. When you get ready for Kwanzaa, start now, planning early for Kwanzaa. All the things you need, the clothing, the garments, and the ritual performances such as the incense and the candles. Start early and get those things and purchase them from your shop owners in your community, circulating the dollar more than one time, ladies and gentlemen. Doesn't take a whole lot for Kwanzaa, but you can do short-term planning and long-term planning to get the job done. We can help our dollar circulate with Ujamaa. And as a tip for those shop owners, please start marketing early to those families that are practicing Kwanzaa, that are celebrating the month of February. The whole month of February should be celebrated with Kwanzaa. And as we begin to patronize ourselves, we can create jobs, bartering system, and we can regenerate our communities. Don't wait till Obama sends money and drop money here in your community. Start the process in circulating your paychecks in the community so you can help one another. It's important that we understand what Ujamaa means. It means for us to find products that we need and products that we can use in our community. And it's very important that we find a way to buy the garments, the African attire, the clothing that we need for our children, letting them wear the dashikis and the tie-dye. Explain to them the value of them wearing the cloth from their homeland, and explain to them the various different cultures that come out of Africa, and they will be proud to wear their garments. It's no shame in wearing your hair kinky, twisted, or having it afro. That's right. Omi believes in allowing the sixth and the ninth ether to stay in your hair. If you have the ninth ether and your hair is curly, one day I'm going to tell you a little bit about that secret. The ninth ether in your hair will make it strong so that you can reconnect back to your higher source, and you and your Ori can be permanently connected to each other. There is an airwave there, ladies and gentlemen. When you straighten that hair out and process that hair, you're bringing it down to sixth ether. It's weaker. It's not able to have the kink and be able to connect to the higher source. That's another whole lesson, though, ladies and gentlemen. Remind me to tell you about the ninth and the sixth ether. But it's very important that you should wear those phones and be proud of them. And I want to put my hands up in the air and give out three shouts into the atmosphere for our neighboring radio station, Harambe. Harambe! 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 And I say, hello, Damani Amen, and thank you for giving me a little tip about walking around and getting my exercise. It's because of you I can stand and do this job. Now go in peace, Damani, and I pray that you guys are doing great, and may God bless you. I send you a Juba blessings down to the thousand generation, to Damani Amen and his crew out there working hard to bring the truth to your household. Now may the light shine on your feet. May you be guided, rightly guided, and may you keep the power of prayer in your mouth forevermore without ceasing, remembering to do your morning prayer and your night prayer. And be blessed, ladies and gentlemen. And I say Baba Booey again to you, y'all, and I'll see you tomorrow. Oh, double.